You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. And it is the fourth consecutive day in a row that bears have trampled all over the Lal Street. On a rather volatile Tuesday, nearly 400 stocks hit their fresh 52-week lows. Those and some other stories, not all of them sad, are what I bring to you on this evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets, which started off on a positive note today, failed to keep the momentum going as bears took control of the Lal Street and pushed the Nifty 50 lower for the fourth consecutive day in a row. The S&P BSE Sensex failed to hold on to its crucial psychological support at 38,000, weighed down by selling in HDFC Twins. The index witnessed an intraday swing of more than 300 points. The final tally on the Lal Street read something like this. The BSE Sensex fell 48 points to close at 37,982, just short of 38,000, and the Nifty 50 closed 15 points down at 11,331 today. Among the sectoral indices, FMCG, realty, power and consumer durables witnessed decent buying, while the other sectors like auto, banks, metal and healthcare were the top losers, ending the session in the red. The broader market indices exhibited mixed trend, wherein BSE mid-cap ended with losses of 0.6%, while BSE small-cap closed 0.4% higher. As many as 383 stocks on the BSE hit fresh 52-week lows today, which included names like Bosch, V-Mart, HEG, SEAT, Mahindra & Mahindra, TVS Motor, Mahindra & Mahindra Finance, Apollo Tyres, Ashok Leyland, Central Bank of India, Cox & Kings, among others. Experts are of the view that in the absence of any major cues, the market is likely to remain under pressure and consolidation could continue for some more time. Concern on liquidity and banks' increasing exposure to risky assets based on quarter one results further dampened the sentiment. This, according to experts. One such, Ajit Mishra, who is Vice President Research at Relicare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "In the absence of any major domestic and global triggers, selling pressure could continue in the coming sessions, and therefore we maintain our cautious stance on the Indian markets in the near term. The focus of investors would be on quarter one FY20 earnings season, as it is likely to induce stock-specific volatility. We would advise investors to stay focused on selective blue-chip companies. However, considering the near-term uncertainty, traders should strictly hedge their leveraged positions." Unquote. Top Sensex gainers at the end of the day today included names like Power Grid, Kotak Mahindra Bank and Hero MotoCorp. State Bank of India and the HDFC Twins were among the top Sensex losers. Quick look at some stocks that made some noise today on D Street. Shares of TVS Motor Company slipped 2% after most brokerages remained bearish on the stock and slashed price target, citing weak management commentary. Kotak Mahindra Bank rose nearly 3% and was also the top Sensex gainer after it reported 32.7% year-on-year growth in the standalone profit in the April to June period to 1,360.2 crore rupees. Most brokerage firms retained their rating for Kotak Mahindra Bank after the June quarter results, but CLSA and Jefferies raised their respective 12-month target price on Kotak Mahindra Bank. Share price of Mastek slipped nearly 10% after the company reported a poor set of numbers in the quarter ended June 2019. Share price of Alembic Pharmaceuticals gained 3% after the company received an approval from the US FDA, that is the Food and Drug Administration. Cupid gained 20% after the company reported a strong set of numbers for the quarter ended June 2019. VATech Waybag ended 6% higher today on the 23rd of July after the company won an order worth 1,187 crore rupees. A tour around the world is what we'll do now. Financial markets elsewhere. European indices today are trading higher on hopes that the European Central Bank will cut interest rates on Thursday by 10 basis points to boost economic growth. Asian markets ended higher today as investors are closely watching central bank meetings in the coming days. That's it from Dalal Street for the day. We have other podcasts coming your way, obviously. Stories of the Day, which you religiously listen to, and thank you so much for doing that. Please tell your friends and relatives. We need more listeners. That is, of course, coming up. There is also Digging Deeper, where I'll be sharing with you some secrets of women billionaires. Who are these women billionaires, and what are the life lessons they can teach us? Just in the vein of what we learned yesterday from the life and times of Richard Branson. So that story is coming your way over the course of the day. Meanwhile, do write into us. I haven't heard from you in a long time, at least on the emails, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.